Hello, my name is William Gladstone, and I'm going to narrate A Skeptic's Guide to Your Spiritual Credit Score, which was originally recorded with clairvoyant Marissa Morris and her guides. Today, her dad, Joe Morris, is going to be the voice of the guides. Marissa is actually in a trance when she transcribes the guides. My part is exactly as it was with the original transcription. So you're going to enjoy this book. This is the first of several. And we're going to start this book right now. And I'm sure you're going to enjoy it.
Okay. I'm Joe Morris, by the way. I'm Marissa's dad. I co-author other books, mainly biblical books, with Marissa. And Marissa co-authors with Bill and Gail Gladstone on the Skeptics series. So we've just finished up, or I just finished up the recording of the audiobooks for the Bible Speaks series. And Marissa would normally be here to read these transcripts that we have, or these manuscripts that we have. But as she explained to me, if she was reading her part in here, all of a sudden, all of her guides would be coming in and be chattering away in her ear, and she wouldn't be able to complete what's in the text. And the next thing you know, we'd have a bazillion tangents. So I'm going to fulfill Marissa's portions in this book, The Spiritual Credit Score from A Skeptic's Guide. And once again, William Gladstone, Marissa Morris are the authors, and we'll get started very briefly.
Chapter 1. Snow Globe. This is part one, how to calculate and understand your spiritual credit score. We actually had a session several weeks ago touching on this topic, but we want to go back now and provide the rudiments so that first-time listeners can understand how we arrive at a spiritual credit score and gain a basic overview of using what Marissa has called the snow globe to understand at a very preliminary, simple level what elements go into creating a spiritual credit score, and how the concept of the snow globe can be useful to the average person who has no background necessarily on spiritual layers or spiritual dimensions or energy or any of the elements that people who have been following these books already have. So let's just start with the basic concept of the snow globe.
Well, let us just start by saying Saint Germain is the primary guide here, and by explaining how the snow globe came about so that the readers can get an understanding and be able to relate to this concept. Please understand that this channel has not been channeling her entire life. She had a spiritual awakening in 2008.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?